For the Wright family, it's another uncertain Christmas in coal country. Braxton Wright has been on strike from Alabama's Warrior Met coal mine for more than 20 months.
We thought it would just be a couple of weeks, you know, maybe a month or two. As greedy as this company was, we never thought that they would let it go as long as it did.
Hayden, a high school teacher, took out a loan for childcare. They've given up home heating and vacations and run up credit card debt, but they're not giving up on the strike.
Workers are waking up and seeing that they're being taken advantage of. That when you see companies that are breaking record profits are stolen wages.
Mining is in their blood. Three generations for Braxton, two for Hayden. With more workers joining unions across the U.S., Hayden says they are at the vanguard of a surging movement.
And I think people are starting to see that they deserve better, that they deserve health care, that they deserve to be able to actually have a life, not just survive.
This is truly a battle of labor versus capital. Warrior Met's largest owners are Wall Street investment firms like Fidelity, Vanguard, and BlackRock. BlackRock has called for the company to resolve the labor dispute, but the company hasn't taken the advice of one of its largest investors. We asked Warrior Met for comment. They declined.
Try to keep everybody as informed as possible.
Union workers meet every 2 weeks to lift morale and get updates on the strike. These miners came nearly 3,000 kilometers from Wyoming.
And that's a long way to come for support.
Yeah, it's worth it, though, because, I mean, who's to say who's next?
The picketers' movements are strictly controlled here in the anti-union South. A judge has limited them to 8 picketers per site. State troopers escort non-union strikebreakers.
I imagine there will be some hard feelings when
the
strike...
Some hard feelings, believe me.
The union agreed to pay and benefit cuts in 2016 to get the company out of bankruptcy, but struck when the company refused to return to the old pay scale, even after record profits this year. The strikers survive on $800 checks every 2 weeks from the United Mine Workers Strike Fund, on side jobs and stubborn determination.
We're going to be here to the end. We're not going anywhere. We're not going to let that company run over these guys.
As Hayden once again hands out Christmas gifts at a union food pantry funded by donations, Alabama's longest strike approaches its 2-year anniversary. But the miners insist another year longer makes them another year stronger. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Brookwood, Alabama.